How can I help you? For you? You meditation okay?
I'm still in the beginning stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is practice okay or not?
Unsatisfactory more than satisfied.
Oh. So tell somebody about you.
Can I have one interview with you after this one?
Oh, only one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So?
I tried to practice like last night when you mentioned about the sweeping at the nose strong. I feel like it pulls the concentration more.
Yeah. Then a little bit okay.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit okay, not all the time. Okay.
Thank you.
Then, if a little bit, if you do maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes, then let go. And the mind a little bit aware, calm down, then open what you know. What the mind knowing, then easy to open. Okay.
However, it looks like the awareness is not very strong. So I can see everything, but just that moment, and then back, so then I go back to the breathing, and then I can see more.
Yeah.
But I cannot stay on the awareness so long, so I just come back before that. That's much faster.
Yes, yes, I know. Shortcut. Sometimes you're very angry, you breathe like this. Sometimes you can use any way, many ways. Sometimes samatha also you can. I said that I already explained samatha and vipassana. What is different? Huh? What nature different? But you can use any way, any way. So look at the situation. Sometimes vipassana is you have a chance, time to learn. Okay, vipassana. Sometimes you cannot chance. Busy. So you need to mind calm down quickly, then you use samatha.
Yes. So anapana,
yes, and anapana or some object you concentrate a little bit continuously, then mind calm down, then open.
Yeah, if in this case it with samatha.
Yeah, this.
Can vipassana if we follow the many
what objects? Samatha? What is vipassana?
Vipassana for many objects. We don't
okay.
Only one
not many objects. Vipassana is a take care of your awareness.
Yeah.
No? Vipassana is a you more interest, more pay attention to our awareness quality. Mind, not object. If you too much focus to the object, this becomes samatha. You can use this way.
So anapana is a
anapana is not samatha. Any object. Any one of you continue watching and focus to the object, it becomes samatha.
Some teacher explained
me,
it depends to your practice, but anapana can be
vipassana
or samatha. Is that right?
Yes, yes, yes. Samatha, if you focus to the
nostril,
then it's a samatha.
Yeah.
And you, anapana, you pay attention to this, and you wear your mindfulness awareness becomes vipassana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sometimes your emotion, if you use this focus, sometimes your emotion strong, you have a right attitude, you can accept this emotion is nature, then you continue watch your emotion. That's also you can use, continue watching the emotion, feeling, don't think nothing, the emotion calm down, then you can think about the situation again. Sometimes you can use this. I many times I use like this because no time to learn. Everything many busy. Sometimes I watch emotion rising very strong. I watching the emotion maybe come down. Then you can learn. This kind of practice also you can use. apply, you can apply like this. Samatha vipassana, samatha vipassana, like this. If you skill, later your wisdom grow, no need samatha. No need samatha, just open. Everything learn, because your wisdom is grow. So that's why I said, beginning, practice is awareness is a leading. Wisdom is follower. Because he not enough wisdom. Slowly you learn many things. Dun, dun, dun. Understand this, understand that. Your awareness understand is slowly, slowly, 50-50. Before, understand not coming. Awareness is leading. Later, awareness understand. If you aware, understand already. Like this. Huh? Later, awareness not working. When wisdom is leading, awareness follower. That time no need to mindful or awareness already there, but wisdom is understanding what nature already, what happening, he know already. Without you recognize, then when it understanding coming, or what it is, he know already. Understand?
And you say feeling is one part of the mind.
Yes, one part of mind, not one function of the mind.
So many kind of mind.
Yes. Function, function.
Yeah.
So many kind of function. Okay.
Yeah. And then each mind have four sections.
Four kana.
Yeah.
Well, feeling is one.
Yeah.
Vedana is feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vedana, sanya, sankhara, vijnana. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the wisdom is leading and the loving kindness is not strong, then you
wisdom is leading. Wisdom leading means it's easy to loving kindness coming. Because wisdom is leading, no dosa. Loving kindness is meaning is no dosa. If you have the wisdom, you are no lover, no dosa. Huh? Wisdom is present, defilement no have. That time you see object, easy to be loving kindness coming. You see somebody, you already loving kindness coming because you know dosa. You see everything is loving, lovely, because you know dosa. Because object, huh? This object is a object and mind naturally happening. If you have no dosa, you see some your bad same level. This object your same level, you be easy to love. If you poor, the mind is compassion coming. Understand? Compassion is if you this object is very poor, the opposite compassion is naturally coming. Loving kindness is naturally coming. We no need to come to send metta. No need if you have wisdom. Why? This Brahma Vihara, four kind of Brahma Vihara, Metta, Guru, Na, Mudita, Upeka, easy. You are more with rich to me, I'm happy. Mudita, easy, not jealous. If you have a present in wisdom, easy to be Metta, Guru, Na, Mudita, Upeka. You cannot do nothing, Upeka coming. Well, that's all, cannot do nothing. If you have a present moment, present wisdom is present, Metta, Guru, Na, Mudita, Upeka, very easy. That's why many people here teaching in Metta. They ask me, how do you don't teach Metta? I'm not interested in Metta, I'm interested in dosa. If you're not dosa, Metta already have. If you inside, you don't understand the dosa. Dosa is unconsciously behind. You are sent Metta. Inside, they are conflict. You unconscious, deeply unconscious, you angry. But you send Metta, oh, maybe. Peaceful or sometimes inside conflict. If you watch your dosa totally zero, you check again this person. You're not angry anymore and meet that automatically.
Does that mean we cannot watch metta but we can watch dosa?
This is more important if you know dosa. And that's why I said in IMS, if you play this metta sometimes, you use a sugar coat. They become dog. Inside is angry. You send a metta a lot with this sugar coat. Inside is an angry day. Not real metta not coming. If you watch your mind and totally if understand something coming. One, some understanding arising, the mind is purified. That time you look at somebody, anybody, easy to meet them. You not angry anymore. You can give, forgive, forget, very easy. That's why many Christians said they teaching forgive and forget, but they don't know how to do. Now our we watch our mind, then they know how to do. Forgive and forget, now understand how to do. They watch their mind, they know those are easy to forget and forget. Many Christians said that.
During meditation, my right eye blinks all the time. So what should I do?
Be recognize. Yeah, naturally, no?
Yes.
Yeah, just recognize. That's all. Not important.
Ignore it.
Yeah, ignore it. Not ignore it. Recognize. Yes. You recognize this happening. That's all. This is not big problem.
It sometimes bothers me.
Why you bother him? Why do you think bother him?
Because it never stops.
You want to stop?
Not now, don't need to be.
Meditation, yes, in meditation time, you want to be stopped? I blink is no problem. Huh? This want to be stopped is problem. Understand? So that time you blink coming, because why you want to be stopped? Because your thought is wrong. You thought if this is bother me. Actually, this is not bother you. He has this egg nature, he's doing it like this. Huh? You must be understand this is nature. So you not think about this bother you, you are not angry, you not want to be go away. So the mind is calm down. This is come from the mind. If your mind agitate, the body also agitate. If you don't like, you more doing this. This eye, this area, eye is very connected to the mind. If your mind is not stable, the eye also, eyeball also. If your mind calm down, the eye also stable. If you like and dislike reaction is there, the body also cannot stable. The mind not stable, body not stable. So you need to check your attitude first. You, how do you think about this happening? This experience. This happened. No? What do you think about this experience? This is important. You check your attitude first. In meditator, he need to be first. He need to check. Very important point is before that mindful, before aware, what attitude you toward the this experience, right or wrong? If you right, then awareness. This okay. If you wrong, you aware more. Worse. Situation is bad, worse. So check the attitude first. You like or dislike this experience. Then wrong view coming, meditation is not good. Right view come, okay. No problem. That is the object. I said already in the instruction, body and mind, everything happening in the body and mind is what? How do you think? What should we think about this? Remember? Nature. You think about like the nature, you're not react. Then this right view coming, then awareness coming, your practice is okay. Now your problem is you don't like this happen because you thought this is bother me. Okay? Actually this is not bother you. Understand? Your thought happening experience not very much. What do you think about this? This is a key point. You think right way, the mind is already samadhi. The mind calm down, then body also calm down. Then they finish, maybe. If you not finish, also no problem. You just recognize this happening. One kind of object, one kind of sensation, enough. Okay?
I have a question. As you say yesterday, you explained the two sounds.
Yeah.
when this morning I meditate, and then two bang is changing, and
two?
Then I hear two sounds.
Two?
The chanting.
Chanting.
Yeah, the chanting, and I hear two sounds.
Mm.
And then I just hear two sounds, and then continuously, and I can feel. You say two mind, and then I recognize that's two mind. I don't know if I recognize or because I heard you say that, and I know two mind there. And then I still feel my sensation is not only one feeling. I can feel my touch, and then the body,
right.
And then I all feeling is not only
one.
It's all together.
Now open. One information is the mind the mind know. Yesterday night I do like this. Explain the mind understand. That's why now he know how to watch many sensations. Yes, last night I do like this. How many mind? Two songs, two mind. They listening, now they know. This is information. Then now he know more sensation coming.
Yeah, and then it finishes, and then I hear the noise.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, normally we know that, but I didn't recognize this is the mind there. And then all
the mind don't know how to pay attention like this.
Yeah.
Last night the mind understand how to do like this.
So this is the right attitude, huh?
Yes.
Because I think I don't know if this is the right.
The mind is information. The mind, he understands something, he can do something.
Yeah, and then
like this in Buddha time, people they listen the mantra immediate enlightenment like this. But this is not enlightenment, but I want to say is mind can idea is very important. They don't know how to think about this. That's nature. Huh? They think it's this way all the time. Now he had the idea how to think like this, then the mind put like this. Okay, no problem. This is a mind. My mind is okay.
And then everything, you know, everybody come in and it's cool down. Calm down. And then I start thinking. The thinking coming, and then I have another analyzed mind to think. Oh, this is thinking again, and then it's gone.
It's an analyze or maybe labeling or analyze, recognize. Huh? What happening? The mind is labeling. Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's okay.
Okay, this is nature. Now you see this is okay.
Yeah, I just see everything is happen when I'm thinking, this is happened, it's thinking again, and then it's gone.
That's just recognizing mind. Huh?
Okay.
What is labeling? What happening? The mind say labeling. This is nature. This labor cannot stop. Let it be. But you know the mind is doing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's nice.
And then I have another experience that I was sleeping. And then the end bite my hand, and then I knew that, but I haven't opened my mind yet. I said, the end. And then as soon as I opened my mind, my hand already put it away. And then I said, I lost my awareness.
Yes.
So this is maybe my
reaction is so quick. Awareness is weak. Reaction is so quick.
Yeah.
You think about the end, your action is already.
Yeah.
Because the reaction so fast, so quick. Your awareness is not sharp like this. That's why you late.
So I have to learn
yeah.
sharper.
Next time you said the sensation, the mind thinking, slowly awareness is kind of stable mind. If your mind is more peaceful, awareness is sharp, then your reaction is not so quick. Then the awareness is very happy to know. Recognize what? This happened. He not want to be moved quickly. If awareness is sharp. No? Sharp, awareness is sharp and the mind is calm down, then easy to, the mind is no need to quick react. So you know the sensation, you know that this, you know the mind think this is the end, and you know the intention to move, then you move. Then you see, this is awareness, very good, sharp, you can see the whole process. The intention is so quick. So you cannot catch your intention, skillful. That's why you move already.
When I do the walking meditation, or working in the kitchen, like working,
yeah,
doing
yeah,
dishes,
yeah,
everything,
yeah.
I'm aware of all the action.
Yes.
You know, sort of, but also I watch my mind.
Yes, this is more important.
Yeah. When I watch it, it's quiet.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Just like this, so.
Yes.
Is that right or something wrong? No. Because when I keep watching in here all
why?
The time.
Okay, I ask you, why the mind is quiet?
Yeah. And
how do you think?
That when the mind is quiet and when the mind is thinking, many thoughts
okay,
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Then this one is better because quiet, no dukkha.
Yeah.
I don't feel.
Yeah, no suffering.
Yeah, no suffering.
Why this happened?
Pardon me?
Why this happened?
Because it's quiet.
Because why?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, okay.
Why the mind is quiet? No, you tell me, you got the answer or not?
Yeah.
I will ask you.
The why?
This is, I use your intelligence.
Because?
How do you, because?
Because it doesn't have any thought. Doesn't.
Why the mind doesn't talk?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Mm.
Because maybe he's alert, he's aware.
Because the awareness
yes,
is very strong.
I want to go this
yes,
way. I want to
strong,
go that way. What you do, what you happen, you
yes.
must understand yourself.
Big, yeah. So
this is important, no?
Yes.
The yogi understanding what he doing or what he get the benefit from this.
Yes.
This is I want.
So I know the difference.
That's why I ask like this. You need to use, but people are not use their intelligence, they practice dum-dum-dum-dum-dum and happen like this, and tell me like this. So what? You need to understand yourself.
Yeah.
What I want this, this is understanding. You need to more interest and more interest and more investigate. Then you understanding yourself. I want to tell you is, you try to be value of what you are doing.
Therefore, whatever I do, I don't pay attention much about the action.
Yeah.
Just I keep watching in here, the mind.
Watching the action also awareness.
Yeah,
huh? Watching
awareness,
the mind
yeah.
and the mind activity process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What the mind this happening, this situation, this state of mind happen.
Yeah.
Why this happening
yeah.
coming?
Yeah.
What you are doing before now what happening? You need to learn this. You need to learn and investigate many things
yeah.
about what mind. No. Only body is not enough. Quiet, calm down. So what? How do you get this calm down? Then, this is a, how to say, walking path. This is a, people is only the pay attention to the benefit
yeah.
or result. They not checking why the result coming. They do, but they don't know.
Yeah.
Many yogi, I said, 3 day, 4 day, they said, I might calm down. Mind is calm down and quiet, I ask why. Huh? They don't know. But they do 3 days, 4 days, they don't know what why this happening. Because they never use their intelligence. I said, I give information, you use your intelligence and you apply. It's a first and second wisdom. Information, you get information and you use your intelligence, apply, practice. This is a more understand, very important to Vipassana practice. Samatha, no need to think. Continue watching. Calm
so
down.
You keep improving the awareness of the mind, what the mind is doing.
Yes, this is a cause.
Yeah.
This is a cause.
Yeah.
Cause is inside the mind,
yes.
not object.
Yeah.
Okay.
So by that, Sanjara means that this technique allows a yogi to raise the question inside himself
yeah.
while he
yeah.
practicing?
Not a lot. So a lot. Question answer. Ask that question mean? Ask that question mean is we use our intelligence more awake, more alert. You learn something in your daily life, you want to know why, you are more aware. And also curiosity is curious, how to say?
Curiosity
is the wisdom. So awareness must be together wisdom. You want to know like this.
Mm-hmm.
That is a wisdom. Awareness and wisdom coming.
Mm-hmm.
Then you deeper wisdom arising, more understanding arising. You are only mindful, not wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Your wisdom level not grow.
If you keep practicing, the answer come out automatically.
not automatically. You have a cause. Situation is complete, understanding, deep understanding can arise. So you must use this cause. Which is the cause? Awareness, concentration, effort, faith, wisdom, this energy. Five faculty, this kind of energy, working together, become balanced, the understanding arises. So how do you balance? You don't skillful, you don't know how to apply this like this, you not understand. So first, if you want to understand deeply, you must understand how to tune it. For example, you can how to make money. You know, you get the money. Important is not money, get the money is not important. How to make money? You understand very well, the money comes. So we need to learn how to make, how to do. This is a cause, this is effect. So we need to learn cause. So mind is practice. If you don't know your mind, how do you be skillful? If you're not skillful your practice, how do you get the result? Deep result cannot come. Now, and asking the question is we awake ourselves.
Right.
Awake ourselves. We use we how to say make the wisdom level stutter. Like a car.
Stimulate.
A car engine. Then he awake, then he can run. Like this. We awake the wisdom. That's why I said not blindly aware, intelligently aware. So asking a question, the mind is on. If you ask somebody, why this happening? The mind, not like this. He need to more wait, and he need to more learning, because he want to get answer.
So the yogi ask the question, and the mind will provide the answer?
No. Ask the question is leading to be more interest.
Right. And
only for example, you ask why, only why enough. Not all the time why. Why and watching more.
The yogi may have the answer, but we're not sure that is correct or not.
No. You cannot get the answer immediately. Sometimes you ask the why, you need to wait 3 years maybe. But learning more. Why you ask why? Answer is slow, small. But deeply understanding is later. You can answer small answer coming, but this is not direct answer. You know many things, then you understand why deeply understanding for many years maybe. But you ask the question, your meditation mind is more awake. My teacher told me. I said like this. I explained my report, my experience. He said, "Why this happened?" He only asked this. I don't know. Go, fight. So if you get the answer, you're very happy. And concentration peaceful, then more happy to understand something. That's why I asked the question, "What is this?" You get the answer, you're very happy. This is a pity. Pity. You enjoy. You get the answer. You understand something. Your mind is more grow. Energy, better energy coming. More interest. More curiosity coming. More interest. More want to be practice. Confidence come again. Faith coming. So understanding is leading you. Understanding is very powerful. Samadhi also powerful, but some long time samadhi, you are peaceful, calm down, and slowly you bow. Understanding never bow. Every time the understanding comes, very awake. The mind is very powerful. You want to understand more. Only this? Is that all? You want to more understand, more interest. So, why are we aware? Do you understanding, clear understanding yourself? Why are we meditate? Why are we aware? Okay, let me introduce it. It's an effect. What is the cause?
Cause and effect.
Yeah. No. See, why we are meditating, she try to say it's less kilesa. Huh? Why, how to get kilesa less? Western coming, the kilesa are less, kilesa are less. People say Buddha teaching is cut the kilesa. Huh? How to cut?
Through understanding.
Yeah, this is a key. This is a
significant.
No.
How to say? The car?
No.
Is it technique?
Not technique. It's hiding something. Cover and hiding inside.
Secret?
Yeah. Secret. This is a secret way. How to get the defilement? You get the cut, understand arise, the nature is already cut. If you like coming, the dark gone. Huh? That's all. Only one way, get the awareness, understanding arising, then get this cut. Less. Because it's opposite. Huh? Opposite, defilement and understanding, opposite. If you understand coming, they go. But people don't know how to cut the defilement, then they cut the anger and cut the defilement, anger. He don't like, he push. Then the defilement happy, because he's friend. So, why are we aware? You need to understand. Why? I want to know. Know what?
Know the true nature.
Yes, what it is. Why this happened. How to do? You want to know like this. Buddha teaching is one way. He said, you must know awareness there, you know the awareness there. And if you know awareness there, you know awareness is not there. Huh? 1, 2, 3. Why is this awareness coming? How to maintain this awareness continuously? This 3 and 4 is very wide understanding. Awareness have or not is many people know. Oh, I know I'm awareness there. I know I'm not aware. But why is the awareness coming? Cause, no? Why is the awareness coming? And how to cultivate this awareness? That is a wisdom part. Wisdom part. This is a 7 bodhisattva, no? Awareness, effort, the mahavijaya is wisdom. The samadhi, piti, padati, upekkha. Every spectre, this 4 kind of question, you must know. Only not awareness, not wisdom also. If your wisdom is there, you must know this wisdom. If you know wisdom is there, you must know in the no wisdom in the mind. And how the wisdom arising? How to maintain this wisdom, cultivate continuously? And samadhi, vidipati, all same. He advised like this. So, third and fourth level is not easy. You need a lot of learning and aware. How to be understand arising, how to cultivate or understand continuously. And also samadhi. You know your samadhi there. You know samadhi not there. You must know, huh? You should know. He said you should know if samadhi is there, you know samadhi there. You should know not samadhi, you should know not samadhi. And you should know how the samadhi come. Why the samadhi come. And you should know how to maintain samadhi continuously. So you need to learn. Not enough. Only no, not enough. Try to understand the process. And you some people, they know how to make the money. But they don't know how to maintain the money. So how to improve the money? This is a process. This is a process. If you want to reach, you must this process come. You need to know how to get the money and how to maintain the money, how to invest the money. Then you can reach. Some people they know how to make the money, but they don't know how to maintain the money. So they cannot reach. This is a learning process. I go to New York, I discussion like this. One lady said, she working with, where is she working? She said, it's information technology. She said, now I said information very important. So she interest. So she explained me. They know the information. Which part is I said? The technology process. First, you need to find the data more. Many data. No? Then you collect the data. You get the many data coming. You know what their relationship. This is a knowledge. And no, you understanding you how to use this knowledge, this become wisdom. This is a learning process. Meditation also the same. So I give you the information. You find your data. Awareness use it, find the data of what happened in the body. Where, what happened in the mind. Where. He know everything, the picture coming. This is a knowledge. If you understand it, this view, then he can use this, apply in the life or something, or in the life. He can use this in life, this become wisdom. The same, our plan is like this. So I get information is like this, and you use your awareness and you find your data. The awareness used to find data. Understanding working level is different. Then what relationship, what they doing, you learning more, and you know the nature of cause and effect, then you use. This is always wisdom level. Okay. And have your
question.
Yeah,
I have a question. When you enter, you see the mind very clearly.
Huh?
When I'm angry, you can see your mind very clearly, emotionally.
Yeah.
But when you come down, most of the time when I sit down, when you come down, very peaceful and very relaxed, I don't see my mind clearly. I know it's there, but I don't see it clearly.
Okay. How the mind come down? Why this mind come down?
No. When you're sitting and you're really peaceful and very relaxed, I don't see my mind clear.
What meaning? That time you're not anger.
No.
Oh, not anger. What the mind doing?
Really peaceful.
Okay.
Very relaxed.
Oh, peaceful. You know the peaceful.
Yeah, I know.
You know the relaxed.
Yeah.
This is the mind or body.
Yeah, it's mind, but
I. Why you think of you? I don't see clear the mind. People, they use their mind all the time, but they don't know this is a mind. You wear the glasses, then you find the glasses. Where's my glasses? But you wear. You wear already glasses, and you find where is my glasses. Like this. People use their, all the time happening, the nature is already there, but they think mind is something. They looking, just last night I already explained, people is focused. Mind cannot focus, focus cannot find the mind. Because focus is a place and where. For example, knee, you know how to focus with the knee. Where is the mind? No location. So how to focus? But you know the mind is doing. So people understanding focus. That's why the mind is like this. If you not focus, you can see the mind. Now you see, you said feeling good, present, calm down, everything is a mind state of mind. And also, that time what the mind is doing?
I don't see anything, just relax.
So what you doing, sitting, and
yeah.
What you doing? Sleepy?
No.
What you doing?
Sitting.
And what? So what are you doing in sitting? Sitting and what are you doing?
Sometimes, like you say, sometimes focus on
yes.
Reading, sometimes
aware.
Yeah.
What is awareness? Awareness is mind. You know you apply this?
Yeah.
Sure? Sure, do you sure you're sleepy or aware?
No.
So? This is a mind. That's why I said, what are you doing with sitting? Sitting and the mind is pay attention. The mind is aware. That is a mind. So mind is aware or feeling also mind. Function of mind. Awareness, focus, energy, this is also mind. Understand? Intention. Want to do something, also intention, also mind. Understand? Relax, tense. Feeling is a mind. Thinking is a mind. Oh, okay. Understand? How to watch your mind? Sitting, and what are you doing? That's all. If you sit, no meditate. Ask this word. Sitting, and what are you doing?
But it's easy to forget when concentrating.
If you want to be, you don't want to be willing to be aware, not easy to forget. You willing to be aware, immediately forget, you immediately look. Not interest, not wisdom, easy to forget. If you interest, very alert mind, awake. So that's why awareness and alert, awareness and interest together. This interest is a wisdom. Not only the mindful or aware, not now, interest together. Why are we practice? What are you doing? Now what the mind is aware of? This is you skillful when you are cooking or do something, this you all the time use. But when the practice come in, they forget.
But when sitting, easy
if
to remember.
Yeah.
But when doing, you know, daily activity, that's easy to forget.
Okay. So, what are you recognize? What are you thinking about? Why you are easy to forget?
When doing something, it's only concentrating on what I'm doing, and then forget about, you know.
Somebody, how to think? Other people, how to think? Why do your activity easy to be forget? Why?
Because
you're
eager to
adapt
activities and you
eagerness, right? Eagerness. Yeah? Mm. If you eager, lose awareness. Eager to do, the divide is if you eagerness stop, as I get coming, you lost yourself. Is eagerness to want to do this outside things. You easy to forget yourself. If your mind relax, it's more aware. If you tense and a desire coming, the mind like this, full energy like this, the mind cannot know like this. Easy to forget. He pay attention too much, 100% outside. So he forgets himself. So meditator practice like this, 50-50. Outside, if you not pay attention outside also, then this job is not good. So outside and inside together. Mm.
So I have the opposite problem. In meditation, I don't see anything except for my breath. But when I do think, then I see my mind.
Yes.
The feelings and you know.
So you are not agree with sitting. Sitting is not agree for you. But important is why the mind doing? Huh? When you're sitting, you are what you are looking for.
I was paying attention to the breath.
Rising point.
Yeah.
Forget this.
Okay.
Huh? Forget this object. Then you see many objects.
Okay.
Now you try to see the one object. This is you're gonna know.
Yeah.
So forget that this rising point. Rising point is not only the meditation object. The whole body, six sense door is meditation object.
Right.
So rising fall, forget the rising fall. And you said you check the whole body. What are you aware of? Many objects coming.
Yeah, I have the sensation.
Oh.
Like the body, it's like a wave going through.
So aware of this. Why you come to rising fall?
Yeah, but it goes on for hours.
And hour?
It's just like that for hours.
Then aware and? Sound, you cannot know sound?
I hear sound.
Oh, okay.
But then? Then I go back to the breath. Because.
Why you go back to the breath?
Because it just goes on like that.
Go on like that. So, important is the object is important or awareness is important.
But when I pay attention to awareness, I'm also. The breathing, it's also aware of the breath.
Okay. Any object you're aware of? No? object is not very important. Awareness is important. We call mindfulness meditation, not object meditation. Mindfulness meditation is mindfulness is present, 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 present. This is mindfulness meditation. Any object. So you take care of your mindfulness. Understand? You take care of the mindfulness quality. This mindfulness quality, wrong attitude or right attitude. Check in this way. Don't too much pay attention to the object. You aware continuously, yes, you practice. So you can investigate. Is awareness continuous coming? What happened? Learning, huh? Object. You don't see nothing, don't looking for.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
What do you mean don't see anything?
Well, just the some movement.
No, you know many objects. What do you saw?
Before.
You want to say is you don't understand anything.
No, I don't.
You can aware many objects, no?
Yes, yeah, but I don't learn anything.
Learning anything, because you don't use your intelligence, you only aware. Now I said, if you know that awareness quality, no? If awareness quality, continue aware, what happened? Don't answer now.
Yeah.
Go and check. Then you understand coming. You need to be investigate. You follow the instruction only, you know. You don't use intelligence. That's why understanding not grow.
Yeah.
Aware so what? Why are you this awareness? What benefit you have?
But I guess the question doesn't come. I keep asking why. Just
now you know how to ask. That's why I ask you, no?
Yeah.
And you know how to ask yourself. So for example, object and awareness. Do you see clearly? Both two nature or one? For example, rising and awareness. You see, object and mind.
Yeah.
They are one or two?
Oh, two, because
okay.
I saw the...
You see clearly two nature?
Not always, yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe.
When you see clearly, this is understanding.
I see.
And?
I see.
And awareness continue. What happened? Check that more learning, yeah? Then you understand why this doing this, what happened in this cause and effect. You understand cause and effect. And next mind. One mind after one mind after one mind. You know the mind nature, the relationship. You can understand the next. One mind and another mind, they are connection here. Try to more interest, huh?
Yes.
Not only aware. And you awareness know the thought. You know your thought coming? Huh?
Yes.
Awareness recognize, know the thought is arising. Understanding know this is a mind. You know that you just know that thought is only awareness. Everybody know. But understanding arising, he knows this is a nature or this is a mind or this is a nobody. This is a nature. This is understanding knowing.
I see.
Understand?
Yes.
Awareness understand different.
Yes.
Why are we aware? Aware because of awareness understand arising. For example, why are we aware of our thought? If you not want to go away, just every time thought coming, you aware. Sometimes you understand it. They are not nonsense.
Yeah.
Eh? They are stupid mind.
Yeah.
If you understand like this is nonsense.
Yeah.
This is understanding.
Okay.
We try to get this understanding. That's why we aware. Now people practice what the attitude is. Force the thought and go away. Cut the thought.
Yeah.
They are not learning.
Yeah.
We are aware because we want to know something from this experience.
Yeah.
Understand? Many people, they watch their mind, then many people understand. Ah. So he understands the mind is stupid, or this mind is no good. Then immediately the mind stops. No need to cut.
Yeah.
The understanding cut the thought. You no need to cut the thought. Your duty is just be aware and learn. Continue aware the thought, slowly your continue awareness bring the understanding.
Yeah.
should or not, need or not, benefit or not, this is good, this is bad. Slowly the understanding coming. This is you understanding yourself, this is good, this is bad. For example, angry is good or bad?
It's bad for you.
Bad for, bad for, how do you know about bad?
Your body, your physiology.
Suffering.
Yes.
Yes. This is you understanding yourself, not other people say.
Yes.
This is understanding. Understand? This is, we try this, what we want like this. Not other people, or you reading a book, or anger, no good, no good. How do you know this no good? You aware yourself and body and mind it, through the experience and understanding something. That's why we practice. Okay?
Okay.
Lava is good or not?
Lava?
Yes.
Is that green?
Yes.
It's not good.
Huh? It's
not good.
So good. I thought so good. If you really understand lava is not good, your lava less.
Yeah.
But people don't know really good, really bad. They don't know really. That's why the lava is strong and strong, strong, strong. Dosa is no good is people understand a little bit. Easy to understand. Lobha, not easy.
Right.
But actually you watching mind is purified, you know. The mind is purified, then you see the what lobha coming, is also suffer. The mind agitate. Tense. Suffering. If your mind, watching mind purified, relaxed, peaceful, then you can know. Lobha is most subtle, but he also very suffering. Someone said he want to eat in our center. He watch our my in the lunchtime, go to dining hall. Then he saw he liked this food. Immediately he cannot eat anymore because he suffer. Desire coming, he mind is purified long time, very peaceful. But this object make him lobha is arising. That time he recognized lobha is very suffering. He want to eat, but he's tired and he cannot eat like this. He looking. That time he understand lobha is very bad. And 1%, our monk sitting together, we take like this. Our Burma, the club is like this. This man very very greedy. He's very fast. But he don't know. If you somebody told him, then he may be angry. But he's one day practice, one day he recognize, he take the food in a way he recognize he's very lover. He's greedy. He recognize this, then he shame himself. But this time he very take care of his lover. That time immediately he caught his lover is very strong. He caught himself like a thief. Then he shot. This time he very careful of his lover. Many people look like this, he's so good. he recognized himself. Then Hiri Otaba, how to say? Hiri Otaba, you know? Hiri Otaba. To very shameful about shameful about bad things to do. Hiri Otaba is Pali. Shame, very shameful. Shameful for about bad things to do. He very shame at that time. Very shame. Because he recognized. He's very greedy. Some people also said, I watch my eating like a pig. You see clearly yourself, the mind immediately. If you don't know the lobha is pushing you, you don't know yourself. So every defilement comes, be aware and you learn from this. Defilement is no problem. No problem is as an object, no? Try to aware and learn. we use the defilement, we aware the defilement, from the defilement, we can get the understanding. If you can apply this right way. Defilement is a hindrance. This is not very good. But we can use this to get the understanding. If you know how to watch. If you don't know how to watch, this defilement will overpower you.
I think it's good to, sometimes these defilements, it's good to have so that you recognize yourself, right?
You can use with the object, not let you overpower you. Huh? If you're wise or you have a knowledge, you can use this. Because this defilement happens all the time. You cannot avoid. Only you can do it just learning and take the wisdom. So last interview I said, I use my mind with the two gates. Everything crossed out my mind, I learn and I get something. Good mind or bad mind, every mind. Huh? Good mind or bad mind, every mind cross. We learn and get the answer, understanding. Every car cross the two gates, get the money. Everything cross the mind, let them cross. But we take learning and understanding. If you how to watch. Nature is define also nature. Lova dosa mova. Buddha said Buddha defilement is there. So, get rid of dosa, lobha dosa. He said, you want to know this. What it is? Okay.
So you said mindfulness is in general.
If you too much energy, you cannot maintain the whole day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my practice, I think if I have mindfulness in detail, but I don't use too much energy. So it helped me to understand.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yes.
For example, when I eat. If I know I eat, in general. So the mind easy to go traveling.
Okay.
Yeah. If I observe, for example, my chewing and swallowing and the taste, and movement of my jaw, for example. So it helps me also to recognize the sense of like I eat carrot.
Yeah.
Piece of carrot.
Yeah.
I know taste is sweet. At the same time, I
heard
the sound crunchy. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And I eat a piece of watermelon. I don't know if I know it's good. It's simple. But I observe the touch of temperature of the teeth in my mouth. And I feel good. So I understand the relationship between my body.
Right.
But I don't send too much energy.
Yes.
So I keep going this way?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Painting like this.
Thank you.
We not use energy, effort energy too much. We just use wisdom energy. Just awareness and wisdom enough. Not too much energy. Focus energy. No need for vipassana.
But continuously is very difficult.
Yeah. Difficult so, mean is what? Difficult mean is less practice difficult.
Okay.
Enough practice, not difficult.
So which way?
Huh? No, this is okay.
Sometimes.
Oh, which way?
Sometimes
what?
Sometimes I would like to know this way. Oh, the whole picture, the whole day. Oh, I just know. I know how what I do, what I work, and then.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But
okay.
I told you that this is my goal. So I go another way.
Oh, you don't want to go? Huh?
I want to keep the mind.
Okay.
The mindfulness.
Okay. Now I understanding what your problem.
Okay.
What your problem is, you if you recognize the mind go, huh? That is no problem.
No.
But you think problem. Okay.
Ah, yeah.
The mind wandering. You recognize the mind is wander. It's a practice. It's awareness. Because of awareness, you know the mind is wander. So why you want to be?
And bring it back.
Actually, the mind is okay. The mind cannot go out. Nature of the mind is only arising. Okay, you said the mind go out, huh? The mind cannot go out.
Mm-hmm.
Outside things, story appear in your mind. Okay, now you know the mind is appear.
Okay.
This is not wandering. If you wondering, you don't know. Wondering mind is you are not aware. This is a wondering. Now you know the mind is thinking. Any story outside of in family or home or job or whatever, this remember story appear in your mind appear. This is object. This is not disturb you.
Because I want the mind stay here, so this problem.
This is you
want.
This ego. I want wrong view.
Yeah.
You want.
Thank you.
You want. Meditation problem like this. You want this. You want that. You are God. Nature. You are the nature. We try to aware of our nature. This is happening is nature. Okay. So this is not problem. You know the mind wander is awareness. Right view. Huh? You know the mind is wandering, you recognize this is a right view.
So not worry about wandering.
Yes.
And
that's why I said I want to know the yogi, how to think, what the idea. I want to face this only. I already say how to aware it already. But I want to know. That's why the yogi must be telling me their idea. I know can I can fix. This is important. If you not recognize like this, you all the time doing like this. You wondering poopback, you wondering poopback. I said one yogi. He said he practiced three years ago. He very suffering. He's dead. I said, why? He said I have a lot of gilisa. Lava coming, dosa come. He suppressed. So very suffering. That's why I said Loba, you see the rising, the Loba, you know the rising, Loba is there, here's the practice, here's the right view. He listened like this, he said, oh, he's free. No more tests, because he no need to suppress. He know he only need to be aware. He no need to suppress. So he's very, very light and very relaxed. Information. He get the wrong idea and right idea. Changing, his practice change. Someone also, I explain like this, the mind go out, the mind cannot go out. Nature of the mind is happening. So she's listening and she said, oh, she relaxed. Because she thinks the mind go out, the mind, she's pull back. The mind go out, she pull back. So he use energy. Because of the wrong idea, the wrong practice. Now he know, no need to pull back, just recognize, no need to energy. So his practice is different. Understand? Story is no problem. Story, past story, future story, appear in your mind. If you recognize the mind is thinking mind arising, you know the thinking mind rising. That's all. This is practice. Okay?
And you explain that Champachana and the 14. I forgot the fourth one.
Champachana is should or not.
Second is
need or not.
Second
is need or not, necessary or not. Huh?
And third?
That is his attention is a reality.
Oh,
really? He pay attention to the nature mode, reality nature mode. For example, beginner practice, for normal people, they don't know the reality nature. They only know the concept. Huh? Understand? Only know the concept. Concept is how to say, pitch, color, shape, size, distance, name, time, place. This is a concept. Ordinary people, they more pay attention to this concept more. They don't know that as it is reality. And slowly, slowly, you practice, you know the nature. For example, heat, heat, leg and heat. Your hand, you if your hand hits there, you slowly know the sensation. Sensation, heat sensation, not leg. Leg and sensation. You can know how to observe. If you hand, you pay attention to the hand, it's a pinyati concept. You pay attention to the heat, it's a nature. Understand? And slowly you know how to watch the sensation, how to watch the feeling, how to watch the mind. And you slowly know. So in daily life, his understanding of reality, he's very understand very well. His attention is less concept, more reality. That level understanding, samasanya, that level understanding is his understanding, his awareness, attention to the reality more. Because this is wisdom. Wisdom can understanding the nature. This is a sensation, this is a feeling, this is a mind. He know, he understand this. That's why he more attention to it this way. Concept, less. Concept is he do his job, but less. He not pay attention too much. For example, if you fly come to your face, what the mind think? Fly or sensation?
Sensation.
Okay, sensation is no problem. Fly is problem. Attention two way, no? If you this that kind of level of understanding, he more attention to the reality. Okay? Four kind of level. His understanding all the time, anicca dukkha anatta all the time. Understanding anicca dukkha anatta all the time here. This is a four kind of level, very high. So now it's a need, should or not, need or not is very difficult. Need or not.
Different
two kind
in front of the
hand. How do you think? Say? Should or not? Necessary or not?
Need
and necessary the same.
Yeah.
Should is different. Should talk or should do. Yeah. Need is necessary or you need or you want. If you go to the market, you ask yourself, need or want? Everything one.
Should là nên chứ không nên. Chỉ là có phải là tốt hơn là phải làm như vậy không?
Cần phải cần
phải. Tốt hơn, cái còn cần là nít.
And also you can divide this. First and second is the practice understanding. Third and fourth is the insight understanding. Should or not, need or not is how to practice, understanding how to practice. The 3 and 4 level is deep understanding, result. How to practice it, he knows should or not, need or not, necessary or not. This is how to practice understanding. 3 and 4 is a deep understanding, insight. Okay.
We got a lot of rest today.
Ah, okay.
Is it, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
It happened to me in the meeting at work.
Okay.
When I was in a room about 18 people. And everybody talking. And suddenly, you know, everything looked very calm to me.
Okay.
You know, I hear.
But they talk, they do their job, huh?
Yeah. You know,
but you're calm.
Yeah, I hear somebody talking, I hear noise coming in. From everywhere.
Okay.
It's just like, you know, somebody go to your computer, somebody go to the hard drive and get information and throw at you.
Yeah.
You know, everything coming at you.
But your mind is peaceful.
Right.
Why?
I don't judge you.
Okay.
I don't judge
okay.
If it's good or bad. So I don't know how that thing come, but when it comes to my mind, I know.
Yes.
Okay, but so
that time, what your mind aware of? What the mind is paying attention what?
It just pay attention to when you come.
You pay attention to your mind only.
Yeah. Huh? I just look at my mind.
The mind is receiving the data.
Right.
Nature already.
Yeah.
Huh? That's why you're quiet.
Right. And
okay.
Then, and I found out whether I want it or not, it's just come to you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to look for it.
Yes.
You don't.
Yeah. I know.
You know, it just come to you.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And after that experience, the meeting, I apply the same thing when I'm driving, when I'm walking.
Okay.
I see the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you go out, if you don't judge anything.
Yeah.
If you just watch.
Why you are not judging anything?
Because if you just aware of your mind.
Because the mind is busy to be aware. He not no time to be judging.
because
awareness walking.
Right. Because if I judge, I don't see that anymore.
Yes.
Because if I judge,
yes.
I don't see the mind.
If you judging me, is your
right.
attention outside.
Right.
Now your attention is inside.
Okay.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
And I found out if I still judge, I don't see how the mind.
Yes.
Works.
Right.
But
right.
If
right.
I just pull out. And you see that your mind is just, information just bombard you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when it comes to you, know, and
yeah.
it comes to you, know.
Yeah. Naturally, no. They do. They already have. Yeah.
That's how the mind work, right?
Yes.
That's how the mind work.
Right.
Okay. I just want to ask.
Yes.
You. Okay.
Enough.
Okay. Thank you.
That's okay. You, Judy, is you stay in the job. You know everything is happening. The mind do his job.
Right.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yesterday I explained like this. This wisdom watching me is wisdom watching. Wisdom is walking like this. In the restaurant, overview. You look overview the restaurant.
Yeah.
Manager sitting in the counter. Okay. Waiter, they go and come and go. Huh? Visitor, customer come eat. The cooker is cook himself. Huh? But they are happening simultaneously
right.
at the same moment. But different people, different job, different function, they do their job.
Yeah, but it's just like in a room.
Yes.
If you step out, everything is okay to come. But as soon as you know you get in, it's so noisy.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It overcome you.
Yes.
But if you went back and look at your mind, everything
yes.
is calm again.
So, you calm is samadhi. You judging wrong attitude coming. The mind is no samadhi.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, okay. And you can feel it. If you stay in this state, you are safe. For I work in Portland. One morning, I wake up. My mind is immediately aware. Then I shock. How different? If you sleep, you're not aware. Wake up, awareness comes. How different this between this nature? Fantastic. Totally different. This is not knowing, this aware.
It's
you
rare.
See this nature, then I not wake up, I not doing anything. I interest, very interest, and learn. This state, what's going on? Huh? What? I learn more. This awareness, awake, understand everything inside there. So I more investigate. So and check again. This day, how do and in that this day, awareness and understanding there, you are safe. Very safe. And very peaceful and very meaningful. Different meaning. That's why you are valuable what you have. You never forget this. This is more important. You understanding what benefit you have. Different mind. This no, don't know nothing is totally meaningful. Not meaningful. Awake, aware, wisdom is there. Very safe. The mind is very quality. I try to check the quality of mind. Then you confident coming. Ah, confident coming. You want to be willing to be do this.
And then you can see your state of your mind. You know when we you fall into. You judge, you don't judge, you see clearly the state of your mind,
yes.
go back and forth.
You learn time, learn how many times you judging feel like this.
Right.
You're not judge, or feel
right.
like
you
why you are not judge, why you are judge, you understand like this,
mm-hmm.
you're judging slowly less.
Right.
Because of understanding,
mm-hmm.
because of understanding, the mind not want to judge. You not try to stop, but the mind understanding make himself. He responsibly himself. He do his duty because of understanding. Because you learn many times, every time judging, coming, what happening? You know everything. Slowly understanding, take care of yourself. That's why judgment less. Beginning all ordinary people, you see something already judge. Because they don't know this mind nature. Judge, oh, this is not good. You hear something, already judge. Somebody talk to you, bad things, you are, oh yeah, he's very bad, he's very bad. You judging, you negative thought coming, you are suffering immediately. But you don't know. If you're aware, you learn, you slowly can learn, and you very understanding like this, you don't want to judge anymore. Because of understanding. So awareness, you take care of your awareness. That's all. Awareness and understanding have or not. You must understanding, you also, not awareness, only awareness not enough, no? Before I ask, no, do you aware? I ask the yogi every day, do you aware? Now I ask a little bit change. Do you understand it or not? Awareness not enough. Before all the time I saw the yogi, do you aware? Not aware. Then they saw me, and then they aware. Now I ask different. Do you understand something or not? Do you aware? They only try to be aware, not try to understand.
Whether you want it or not, it's there. Nature is already there.
That's why I instruction this. Vipassana nature is, we are not trying to look in for.
Which is like in a meeting, you know, I heard a sermon, even if I don't want.
Okay.
You know, it
you
just,
see, I ask you a question. If you're not listening, do you hear?
I can see the point.
Okay. If you're not looking, can you see?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not focused, can you aware?
Right.
That's all. Nature is already there.
Mm-hmm.
Vipassana is try to see the nature already there.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see, that's all. Not focus.
Right.
Samatha is what he want. He try to focus what he want. Vipassana is he don't want any object. He's just waiting, what happened? The object is come to you.
Right.
This is Vipassana.
Thank you.
Okay, now. Maybe this book, your story inside this book is better. But he's not there.
Of course, man.
You have to sign.
Yes, I do. It's a 20 yogi in our center. They have their experience. They writing the story. The two questions. When you start to meditate,
uh-huh,
and this meditation practice, how do you change your life?
Oh.
Only two questions. They talk all many things. I want this because this is encouraged to the yogi.
Right.
This practice, how to change your mind, your life. And this inside this, my story
that's
also
it,
there.
That's it. No. We don't have enough, so it's just over here.
Why you pray no more?
Huh?
Why you not pray more?
We think more, but you know, more people are coming.
More people?
Because someone wants to teach you.
Oh, but if you need one, you can kill.
But they will not be able to bring
the
whole weekend as before.
Many people, many Westerners, they don't know this. The practice how to change. This is a real story, you know. Meditation is not duty. Meditation is game. You think like this, fun. Meditation is very fun. Game, not Judy. If you think Judy is very bold. First time he come to practice, Ujo, he said, oh, this is fun. That's why he continue practice.
I still remember those days.
Yeah.
1999.
Yeah.
Whole lap.
He said, oh, this is a fun. In TV game, the computer game, you play the computer game the same. You watch your mind. You find the find the power and fight.
You know, huh? Did you play?
Yes, I like very much people. I a lot.
People
like
to play the mindful game.
Now I play the very big game, real game, but not finished yet.
No finish.
Not end. This book
too heavy.
Yes,
too heavy.
1,000. This part of his black lingual print is 1,000.
Cindy, yeah. He allowed a lot of yogi.